Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do in each and every one of our lives. And, Father, as we stand on this prophetic midnight prayer call tonight, Father, we want to first say thank you for everything that you're doing, everything that you have done, and everything that you are about to do in our lives. Father, to you be the glory now and forevermore. Therefore, Father, we decree and affirm on this night's call that your will, your majestic will be done. We decree that the enemy is under our feet. We decree that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we decree that we are the head and not the tail. We decree in the name of Jesus that whatsoever we touch, it shall prosper by your grace and by your name. In the name of Jesus, we decree even now that this time that we are standing in agreement in the unity and the oneness of the Spirit, Father, we decree miracles. We decree healing. We decree breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. And Father, we decree that which is impossible. Father, we decree it to be possible for your people in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, and we decree the turnaround concerning your people finances, concerning your people well-being, concerning their relationship, concerning family matters, whatever it might be. Father, we thank you for the turnaround. We thank you for the shift. Father, we give your name the praise, the honor, and the thanks now and forever. Prophet Sammy, open up the lines so we can start praying.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, we give you thanks and we give you praise, my God, for this privilege, this opportunity, Father, and this open door, Father, they can come tonight to give you glory, to give you praise and honor and adoration and thanksgiving. We thank you, Father, for the very breath of life, my God, as we can praise you, Lord, and give you the adoration and worship. We thank you, Father, for your blood, my God, that is applied to our hearts, your blood that is covering our lives, covering our homes, covering our family, covering this land, covering, Lord, our leaders, Father, as we lift them up before you, even Prophet, Master Prophet, Archbishop Eberna Jordan, and Pastor and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father, the entire Jordans and Barron family that you're touching in a very unique and special way. We thank you, Father, for your angels, my God, and assignment that will minister strength. Your angels on deliverance, my God. Your angels, my God, of, my God, prosperity, my God. Your angels of open doors, my God. Your angels, my God, in camp around about the coast, from coast to coast, from bar to bar, from shore to shore. Your protection, Father, of being our eternal refuge and on the everlasting us. Thank you, Father, for touching even prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan. and practice in Mother Mary bearing, Father, you're touching, you're healing, you're strengthening, and you're raising them up strong in the name of Jesus, even the company of prophets, Father. We thank you, Father, for your great provision as being our great provider, Jehovah Jireh. And we give you the glory and the praise, my God, as we decree and declare, let God arise and let all our enemies be scattered. And we thank you for your peace that you're establishing within the hearts and minds of your people right now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God, and we give you all honor and praise, oh God. We thank you, God, because truly you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and last, is and always will be, oh God. And truly you are worthy to be praised, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, because truly this day you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for giving us choices, God. We want to thank you, God, for freedom, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for opportunities, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for growth, Jesus. We want to thank you, God, for creativity, God. We want to thank you, God, for allowing us to pick up our momentum, God. We want to thank you, God, in health and wealth, God, and in every aspect of our lives, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way and ordering our step, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you for keeping us safe, God, covering us with your blood, God, covering our homes and covering our children, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for covering our loved ones, God. We want to thank you, God, for covering everyone on this line, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for making us one in you, oh God, unity, oh God, in prayer, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for letting us be unstoppable, God. We want to thank you, God, for the flow, God, in your holy name, oh God. Oh, God, we want to thank you, God, for laughter and love, God, and happy times and wonderful times that you give us. And, God, we want to thank you for increase, God. Oh, God, we want to thank you because truly we walk with you, God. Thank you for holding us, God, and carrying us even when we think that you're nowhere around. You really are, God. And we want to thank you, God, for making a way out of no way, God, and counseling and debt cancellation, God, and bills are paid in full, God. And we want to thank you, God, because truly you are good. You are marvelous. You are wonderful, God. And we, again, God, we want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And we want to thank you, God, for our leader and our leading lady, God, and their family and everyone's family on the line, God. We want to thank you for the leaders that's walking with them and beside them, God. And we want to thank you, God, for our growth, God. Thank you, God. You're so amazing, God. And we love you so much, God. And thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Thank you, God, in your wonderful, marvelous name. Amen and amen.
Father God, as we bring us all together again, Lord God, we thank you for this wonderful evening, this night, Lord God, this morning, rather, Lord God. We thank you for all the families that are represented here in this prayer. Oh, God, we thank you for the visionary Archbishop Ipanora Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan and Mother Mary Jordan and all the Zoe family ministry, Lord God. We thank you for the leaders that are at Zoe, Lord God. We thank you for the sick and the shut-in, Lord God. We thank you for the presidents and all the governments and everything that in high places in the cabinets. And, Lord God, we just thank you for the children, Lord God. We thank you for all the family members that are here, Lord God. We thank you for the ones that chose, that desired to get here but couldn't be on this call, Lord God. We thank you for them, Lord God. We thank you for the homeless. We thank you for the shelter. We thank you for everyone, Lord God, in this world, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We just want to praise you and thank you for this moment, this platform that we're gathered together, Lord God. We just thank you for allowing us the opportunity to come together again one more time. Some didn't wake up, Lord God. But, Lord God, we thank you for us right now. We thank you for the vision of this house. We thank you for where the prophetic is going. We thank you, Lord God, for everyone, Lord God. We just want to thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the wealth that's taking place. We thank you for the marriages. We thank you for all the auxiliaries that are in our house, Lord God. We thank you for the partners that are listening in, Lord God. We thank you, and we thank you, and we thank you for ever giving you the thanks and the praise. Amen and amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that cleanses all sin. We thank you for the finished work of Calvary delivering us from disease and sickness. Father, lift up every partner of Zoe Ministries, every ministry that is affiliated with Zoe Ministries. And we pray the healing power of God, of protection over the partners, Lord God. We pray for prosperity mentally, spiritually, financially, and physically, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for the company of prophets. We thank you for the Archbishop. We thank you for our leading lady. We thank you, Lord God, for men and women that hear you and are obedient, willing and obedient to do the will of God in the earth. And so, Father, we pray for our partners today. We rebuke sickness, premature death, and we come against accidental death. We come against premature death. We come against every ailment. We come against the works of the devil. We thank you, Father, that Jesus Christ destroyed the works of the enemy, and we thank you that no weapon formed against our partners shall prosper. We thank you, Lord God, for a universal covering over every partner, over every situation, Father, that our partners may be facing today. And we claim victory. We speak life. We speak strength. We speak discernment, O God. We thank you that our partners are always at the right place at the right time, doing the right things, O God. We thank you today that our partners are covered and protected from the wiles and the evil schemes of the wicked one. And we thank you today that our prophets hear the word of the Lord and speak life and strength and encouragement and exhortation to our partners today, O God. We thank you that prosperity runs through and through the leadership and every partner, everyone that is joined to this ministry, O God. And we thank you, Lord God, that we are fulfilling the purpose of God at the earth. We thank you today, O God, that we'll not be tripped nor distorted. Don't slow down, O God, when it comes to pursuing the will of God in the earth. Father, we lift up every man represented through this call that may be listening, every person that is connected to a man. And we thank you today that the spirit of intercession, that the spirit of love and of peace and power and of a sound mind rest, O God, through every man, O God. And we thank you today that you're raising a man full of your power and grace that will speak your word and bring change and deliverance in the earth. And we glorify you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Father God, we thank you. We praise you this morning. We lift you up for another opportunity to gather on this call with the saints, Father. Father, we know that you are all you are mighty, and there is no higher power, no other power than you, Lord. Father God, I just want to thank you for the miracles that you have continued to work even in my family, Lord, for giving me even an opportunity to dwell with the saints again on another night. Father, I just want to thank you for all the blessings that you bestowed on me and my family. And Father God, I want to thank you for even the healing that you've allowed to go throughout our church, Lord, and that you have allowed to touch the members, Father, and that you have allowed to touch those individuals on this call, Father. And right now, Father, I just want to decree and declare that this is indeed a new day of favor. This is indeed a new day of blessing, a new day of miracles. Father God, I want to thank you for even answering every prayer that might be before you on every individual that's on this call, that's vocalizing it, and even the individuals that are in the background, the hundreds of individuals that's in the background even listening, Father. Father God, I ask that you grant them the desires of their heart, Father. Father God, I ask you that you touch their prayer list, that you touch their prayer wall, that even the individuals that they've written down, that you begin to reach out and touch their lives, Father. Father God, I ask you that you begin to even allow your precious blood to be over the lives of our loved ones, Father God. Father God, I ask that you allow the precious blood be over the lives of our children, Father God. And Father God, let us be a blessing, and let peace and mercy begin to follow us everywhere we go, Lord, even in our workspace, Father God. And let those individuals that come in contact with us be touched, Father God. I ask you this in the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for this day that you have made. And I thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy that you have spread among all of us, God. God, we give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And I thank you for granting us favor and giving us peace and covering us with your hedge of protection, God. Thank you for your angels, God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you that we have a place that we can come and gather together and pray
and seek your face, God, and we can get away from the cares of this world, God. We have a Bible that we can go to and seek out your word. We love you, God. We praise you. We give you the glory and the honor, God. And I thank you for the master prophet and prophetess Deborah and for their vision, God. I ask you to strengthen them. Keep them, God. Cover them. Protect them. And keep guiding them, God. Thank you for each and every prophet on the line. And thank you for the company of prophets, God. Bless them in a mighty way, God. Heal their bodies, God. Give them strength. Help them to be successful in their endeavors, God. Bless them with prosperity and give them peace in their hearts and their minds. I also ask you to look upon the people on the line, God, who have gathered again to hear what thus saith the Lord. And we just thank you, God. Thank you for the ability to pray, because you said we should always pray and not faint. And we love you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. And Father, we thank you now for this day, Father God, because we know that this is the day that you have made. Father God, we thank you even now for our leaders and Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God, as they continue to globalize the prophetic, Father God. Father God, we thank you for touching even Mother Mary Jordan and Mother Mary Berry, and Father God, even now. We thank you for a divine hand of protection, Father God, that you have even over your people, Father God, each and every person that's listening and connected on this line, Father God. Father God, we thank you for keeping even the company of prophets even now. Father God, we thank you, and we lift up each and every company of prophets. Father God, we lift up even their family and their households, Father God. We thank you for divine healing, Father God, and divine redemption, Father God, that you allow and you continue to send their way, Father God. We thank you even now, Father God, for touching even our children. We thank you for touching even our brothers and our sisters and our elders and our guardians, Father God, even now. We thank you for keeping them, Father God. We thank you even now for this season of increase, Father God. Father God, we thank you for this season of the plentiful, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for making us the head and not the tail, Father God, above and not below, Father God. We thank you for blessing us, Father God, in our coming and in our goings, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, because we know that we are happy, Father God, because of you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for releasing a peace upon us, Father God, that passes all understanding, Father God, for touching even our households, Father God, touching our hearts, Father God, touching our family members' hearts, Father God, touching their minds, Father God, and healing their physical bodies, Father God. We thank you, Father God, even now, and we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father God. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Father God, I thank you that you are the God that never slumbers nor sleeps. I thank you for watching over this house, the house of the Prophet Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan and all their children and family and all those that are on this line and those represented in this ministry. Lord God, we just thank you that you are always watching over us, and you have asked us to speak and to ask to give an inheritance. For you said to ask of me, and I will give you the heathen for an inheritance. And so, Lord, we thank you tonight that we speak to the nations and that you will give it to us, give them to us as a possession. Prophetically, we speak, Lord, that the nations are saved. We call them into the house of the Lord. And tonight, Lord, I just pray especially for the peace of Jerusalem, for you have asked us to pray for that peace, and for that you have said that they that love thee shall prosper in the walls of the house. So, Lord, we just declare the love of your commandments and your ways, for they are higher than our ways and our thoughts and our ideas. But, Lord, we just surrender everything that we are to you tonight, and we give you praise for all that you're doing, and that in these days you are restoring unto us all that has been lost and stolen and has been eaten by the locust and the caterpillar and the palmer worm and the other one. And, Lord, I just thank you that you remember us in these days, and we thank you for the restoration and the healing that's taking place, not only in this land, but in the land of the world. Lord, we thank you that it may not look like it, but we know that you are ruling and reigning. And we thank you, Lord, that as we speak, peace is coming. Peace is coming from the north, south, east, and west all over the world. And we surrender ourselves to you tonight in peace and in praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes.
Father Francis?
Yes.
Father God, Lord, yes. We thank you. Oh, am I?
Yes, I'm there.
Prophet Francis?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. And yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you for this midnight call. And we thank you that we gather here in your most humblest way, in our most humblest heart. And I'm surrendering it all to you, for we know the battle is yours and it is not ours. Lord, I thank you for my own life, and I thank you for the grace and the protection that you have for me and everyone here on this call. Lord, I give you all the baggage that I carry and anyone else carries, all the trouble that we're facing, all the hurt that we have been dealing with. Lord, we give it all to you, that we know that you can turn it into sunshine and that your love will carry us through and through. Lord, please help us to seek you first and to keep your covenant word. I ask that you heal our land. Bring back our people. Bring back our black girls. Bring back our black young boys. Keep them covered and smothered. Teach them how to love each other as you love them. Pray over the police department to think before reacting, and that a mighty justice come to any case that was not done right or unjustly done. And that we pray that in any situation, court case, that it turns in the victim's favor. So only you can get the honor, power, and glory. And we thank you for your grace, because it could have gone either way, and for protecting those that were saved. And, Lord, we thank you for keeping us protected. And I also send a special prayer to our fellow brother, Prophet Collins, in his journey. May his faithfulness secure and provide more for him on his behalf. Protect him, and please deliver us from any negative spirits and any negative contacts of people that may be doing things in the spiritual realm, and deliver us from evil. In your mighty name we pray. Amen.
Father God, Lord, we thank you, God, right now for each and every one that's on the line. Lord, we thank you for our families. We thank you for Archbishop Lassapa. We thank you for leading Lady Pastor Virginia. We thank you for Mother Barry. And Lord, we thank you, God, for the children, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for shielding and protecting them from danger, seen and unseen, God. Father God, I pray, God, that you cover each and every one of us with your blood, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for the vision of Zoe Ministries. Lord, we thank you, God, for signs and wonders following Zoe Ministries. We thank you, God, for the souls that are going to be saved. They're coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west, all over the world, God. And we just thank you, God, for the globalization of the prophetic. God, we pray, God, right now that you will move on each and every one of our lives, God, and those that from the family, those that are sick, Lord, we pray for healing. We pray for divine connections, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for every prayer that is prayed on this line on the midnight call will be answered in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for each and every soul that's on the line even now, Father God. We thank you for peace of mind. We thank you for strength. We thank you for wholeness even now. Father, I ask that you continue to allow your protective angels to begin to follow us and be with us, Father God. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our families. Thank you for our elders even now, Father God. Give us peace of mind and peace of heart even now, Father God. Father, allow us to walk in the joy of the Lord is our strength, even as your word says, Father God. Father God, allow right relationships to be attracted to us even now, Father God. Right partnerships even now, Father God. Allow peace to reign even now. In your mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
And Father God, I come to you with an openness, an open heart, open mind, open eyes, open ears, God. Open me up, Lord, to receive all, God. Father God, I ask that you cover each and every one on this call that is listening on this line, God. I ask that you send prosperity and wisdom and increase and breakthrough all through them, God. Father God, I thank you, God, because we already have the victory, God. We have the victory because we are standing on your word. We have the victory because we believe in your word. We have the victory because we know that the word is true. And, Father God, I ask that you cover each and every of our children, God, and the children out there, God. Let them find their way back, God. Send peace and comfort to them, God. Father God, I ask that you send your healing angels to the families that lost their children in the Manchester bombing, God. Father God, I ask that you look over them, God. Father God, I ask that have your will be done, God. Father God, I ask that there will be peace, God, peace and unity, God. God, show me how to be a global citizen for the world, God. Show me how to do global impact, God. And Father God, I ask all these things in your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father God, I thank you as your word say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise should continue to be in my mouth. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer, I thank you, Father God, that as we come before your throne of grace, Father God, knowing that you will answer every prayer that is prayer request that is on this line, Father God. Father God, I thank you right now that you will begin to hasten the anointing, that help will begin to come. In the name of Jesus, you begin to cause turnaround and breakthroughs, lifts, and hallelujah, and new opportunity, uncommon favor with God and men and high places, Father God. You will cause, hallelujah, divine instantaneous healing right now, and the hallelujah, loved ones' bodies and individuals' bodies that are sick and hallelujah have spirits of infirmities on them in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I say, let this mind be within us that was also in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father God, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. I say, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Father God, I thank you right now that you have not given your spirit, your people, the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in an emotion, through the pulling down of every stronghold. And Father God, we come against every stronghold of the enemy right now. And Holy Spirit, right now, we ask you right now to prevail in our lives right now, to prevail in our homes right now, to prevail in our communities, to prevail in our churches. Hallelujah, our schools and universities and our cities and states right now. Holy Spirit, prevail right now in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare victory and breakthrough in the lives of your people. We thank you for supernatural miracles right now. We thank you right now for our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan, and First Lady Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and their beloved children and grandchildren right now. We plead your blood over them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for, hallelujah, Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan. We speak strength and healing to her. And we thank you, Father God, she's covered in your blood in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for Mother Prophetess Pastor Mary Barron and her beloved family. We plead the blood of Jesus over them right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare blessings and breakthrough, now prosperity, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give us money to spend, hallelujah, money to enjoy and money to give, hallelujah, even pay off our bills, God, in the name of Jesus. You said that you will give us power to attain wealth, God, and you will give us seed to sow, and we decree and declare that now in the name of Jesus. And I say again, hallelujah, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment is going to be condemned. God, put your divine protection upon your people in this hour. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for every utterance that has been said on this call tonight. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for every individual that's on this call tonight, everyone that's represented on this call tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord. And Father, I pray, Lord, that you would do that which seems to be impossible. Father, do it for your people, Father. Father, I thank you right now that you're just going to wow your people into greatness. You're going to empower them by your spirit and by your love. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the turnaround in the name of Jesus. Father, I just give your name the praise and give your name the thanks for what you're about to do in this season and in this hour. Father, we say yes, let thy will be done. Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we move forward into this day, the day that you have made, Father, I pray, Lord, that we will begin to walk in your favor and into your strength, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus, whatever we touch, it will prosper and it will turn for your glory. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that as we move forth this day, Lord, Lord, lead us and guide us, Father. Thank you, Lord, that whatever we touch, it shall prosper. Whatever we speak, Father, it shall live. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're ordering our footsteps, Father. Have your way in our life, in our household, in our churches. Lord, touch and anoint and revive our leaders, Father. Bring that refreshing unto them, Father. Father, we want you to touch every one of them, Father. Touch every pastor that's on this call, Father. Renew their strength, Father. Bring about provision, supernatural provision, Father. Bless every business that's represented on this call tonight, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, because, Father, we know, Lord, that the blessings come from you and you alone. Therefore, Father, we reach up and lay claim to everything that you have for us. And, Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the glory now and forever. Amen, amen, amen. The family, thank you so much. We just bless you and thank you. We know God is getting ready to bring about something great and marvelous in our life. And we're saying, yes, Lord, let thy will be done. So I'm going to decrease, family. I love you. I appreciate having the men on the call tonight. I'm looking forward to having all the men. They just be waiting in line just to come on the call to pray. So thank you, family. Thank you, my fellow prophet, men of God. Thank you for coming on the call. My sisters, I just thank God for you and love you to life. My daughters as well. Peace and blessings. I'm going to decrease so that Naomi can get forth the announcement tonight. And we will see you tomorrow morning once again. Love you to life. Peace.
Love you too, Pastor. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. All right, people of God, and we are going to end right now. Is there any announcements that needs to be made? Please announce it.
Yes, and yes, Prophetess Naomi, Prophet. Just reminding the people of God, come and join us for Pop Life Radio tomorrow at noon for Theocracy Thursday with myself, Prophetess Jessica, and Prophetess Deanna Kelly. And also, don't forget to save the date, June 9th and June 10th, for our very own men's conference that's available to all men of all ages free of charge at 310 Riverside Drive, 103rd Street. Thank you so much, Prophetess.
Amen. Thank you. All right, people of God, and we'll be back here at 9 a.m. in the morning. That's right, 9 a.m., and we're discussing out of the book, The Identity of the Holy Spirit by the Archbishop. Again, we'll be back here at 9 a.m., and we're in the Book of the Month Club. Oh, you guys should have this book, Identity of the Holy Spirit. Without further ado, I want to say thank you to you all, and we'll be back here at 11:55 p.m. to start the roll call for our next midnight prayer call. Good night, and God bless. Love you all.